You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Zero Pucks Given, the UK ice hockey podcast. We're in partnership with the Hockey Art Co, hockey clothing for hockey people, worn by the best and hated by the rest. Listeners to Zero Pucks Given get a 10% discount on everything site-wide at hockeyartclothing.co.uk. Just enter the code ZP10 upon checkout and you will get your discount. There is loads of new things coming onto that website across April, new t-shirts, new hoodies, new hats. So keep your eyes on all the Hockey Art Co socials and on their website. And then when you see something you like, make sure you use the code ZP10 and you'll get your 10% off. We are also in our extended month with a sponsorship with Manscaped, redefining the gentleman with top-of-the-range male grooming products. Listen out a little bit later for a video of me going through the products and what they do. So a few more details about Manscaped. But you can get 20% off and free shipping of all Manscaped products from manscaped.com when you use the code ZEROPUCKS20, all caps, all one word, ZEROPUCKS20. And we are also on the Sports Social Podcast Network, the biggest sports podcast network in Europe, boasting some other top hockey podcasts such as British Ice Hockey, Elite, and A View from the Bridge. Right, this is episode 95. I'm Ben. Welcome along to Zero Pucks Given. We've got the match reports from this weekend's games as the league season comes to an end across the conference structure. This final weekend gave us seven games, three on Saturday and a full programme Sunday to dissect. But before we get to those, we have news from the Britain Division. After last week's announcement that Elliot Moran was retiring at the end of the season, MK Thunder have announced his successor is former Nottingham University coach Will Fry. So good luck to Will for the challenge ahead in MK. There was also some DOPS news in the Britain Division. Slough Jets will be missing Harry Hatfield for five games, three for fighting third man in, plus two for surpassing 10 penalty points, so by my calculations, he will not be available until the playoff final at the earliest. And Oxford City Stars will be missing Jake Williams for three matches for fighting third man in, so again, by my calculations, he won't be available until the second leg of the playoff quarterfinals. Other news that I've received this week is that there will be a live stream from the Britain and Wilkinson playoff finals weekend at Ali Pally. So if you are unable to make it to the Palace, and believe me, after the playoff quarterfinals weekend, it will sell out. Fear not, it will be available to watch online and will have commentary on all six games from Chris Beale and myself. A huge opportunity for me, and I'm truly thankful to everyone involved for making it possible. Being a sports commentator has been a lifetime ambition for me, so I'm incredibly excited to be a part of it. And to be doing it with Chris Beale as well, who does the Shreton play-by-play on Twitter and is also an experienced commentator. That does obviously mean, though, I will be spending most of my day in the commentary gantry, commentary area, but I still want to get as much content as possible for you all from the weekend. So if I'm unable to get any pre- or post-match chats with the coaches or the players, they can either come and find me on the commentary gantry and we'll absolutely record something, or my little roving reporter will be out and about in the rink getting all of the good bits. My daughter Jocelyn has volunteered, so she will be getting the pre-match thoughts from the coaches and the players as and where they are available. She's really looking forward to it. She's really excited for it. She'll have a Zero Pucks Given hoodie or jumper on, so she'll be quite obvious in what she's doing, and she'll be hopefully getting all the details for that so that we can get some episodes out during the playoff weekend. Especially as the way it's kind of rolling through, I think that the finals, the actual final day, that will be episode 100. So what a brilliant way to top that off. What a great way to sort of celebrate the anniversary. I do really hope that you enjoyed last week's episodes. The interview episodes particularly, I felt, were really intriguing. Katie Dadd, firstly, what a great sport. That's a kid that just enjoys playing the game. And that was so obvious in the way that she talks about it. What a fantastic guest she was. And then to the other end of the spectrum, the Nick Rothwell episode. Incredibly raw, candid, honest and emotional. Really great episode. I really hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And any of you players that liked what Nick was telling us about what he's doing now and you want to get involved, the details are all on the social media posts that I put out about the episode on Facebook and on X. Or you can contact Nick directly if you want to find out a little bit more about the Stick Together tribe for UX players to give yourself some support as you go through your careers, whether you're still playing or whether you're finishing or just finished. It's all there for you. Right, with the news and bits out of the way, let's get to the action. And we start, as normally where we can, at Planet Ice in Gosport. The Buccaneers were in town as the oldest player in the NIHL structure comes up against some of the youngest. Romford's slightly shorter bench than they would have liked, and as is normally the case on the smaller pad, a lightning start saw the home side take the lead early when Cole and Peacock assisted Liam Coleman to make it 1-0 on 25 seconds. There were penalties for both sides on 4:52 when Harry Cloutman sat for two for roughing and Donald Campbell was given two for charging. The home side doubled their lead on 7:38 when Pitts and Peacock assisted Liam Coleman for his second, making it 2-0. The visitors pulled one back just after the halfway point in the period when Dervish assisted Shea Woolmore to make it 2-1 on 10:30. The Bucks were on the power play after Mark Pitts sat for cross-checking on 11:17, but the Devils killed it off and saw it through to the buzzer. Into the second, and the home side again started fast as Peacock and Cole again assisted Liam Coleman for his hat-trick on 20:36. The Bucks kept it close, though, as Dervish and Caps assisted Kobe Grenell Park for 3-2 on 22:48. On 27:26, it was a tied game when Brindley Caps went unassisted, making it 3-3. As the period drew to a close, the Devils pushed hard and retook the lead just before the buzzer on 39:56 when Murray assisted Liam Coleman for his fourth of the night, making it 4-3. Into the third, and astonishingly, history repeated itself as Coleman made it a five-goal show, again assisted by Cole and Peacock on 40:31, making it 5-3. The Bucks then had to kill a Joe Tamalin penalty for holding on 42:53, which they did very well. However, on 47:22, Murray and Cole assisted Mark Pitts to make it 6-3 to the Devils. The final 5 minutes were spent on a penalty kill for the Devils after Jack Peacock received a five-minute major for charging on 55:13, but the sides were evened up when Nathan Long sat for holding the stick on 57:54, and with the team's 4-on-4, Perella Fox assisted Steve Osman for 7-3 on 59:46. A solid win for the Devils, Liam Coleman hitting great form in time for the postseason. Man of the match performances for Aaron Taylor and Brindley Capps, as the Devils will head to the high road and the Bucks will head home to face the Thunder. The City Stars headed to the Chieftains for a dress rehearsal of next week's playoff quarter-final, and a lively start to the game saw both Cech and Lorday in action, but it was the home side that drew first blood when Faye and Porter assisted Ollie Baldock for 1-0 on 4:44. The Stars hit straight back from the restart with a goal from young Ethan Taylor, assisted by Stevens and Costell, making it 1-1 on 5:31. The home side retook the lead soon after when Cam Bartlett and Huggett assisted Grant Bartlett for 2-1 on 6:57. More chances followed with Cech clearing one off his goal line and a family affair as Jordan Lorday stops Matthew Lorday from equalising a couple of times at the other end. Into the second, the Chieftains put down their marker early as Grant Bartlett assisted Damon Porter for 3-1 on 21:51. A family rivalry did bear fruit for Oxford when Hedges and Bundock assisted Matthew Lauday to make it 3-2 on 24-03. The same trio then levelled the game when Lauday and Hedges assisted Theo Bundock to make it 3-3 on 25-41. Oxford were playing much the better of the two sides up until Ben Nethersell took a two-minute penalty for tripping on 31-40. And with the man advantage, the Chieftains retook the lead. Cam Bartlett and Jay King assisted Grant Bartlett for 4-3 on 33-14. Power play goal. From the restart, the Chieftains pushed again even-handed and scored again as Huggett assisted Grant Bartlett for his hat-trick, making it 5-3 on 34-46. Into the third, and Czech was the busier of the two goalies, but couldn't prevent Grant Bartlett getting his fourth, assisted by Dan Hitchens, making it 6-3 on 45-16. The visitors pulled some fine work out of Jordan Lauday, but were unable to get past him. The Chieftains extended their lead further when Grant Bartlett and Huggett assisted Jay King for 7-3 on 49-49. As we moved into the final 5 minutes, birthday boy Kieran Rayner popped up with a goal assisted by Malt 7 Fillery, making it 8-3 on 55-11. With the stars fading in the final part of the game, the Chieftains went on the rampage and added a ninth when that trio hit again, hit the stars where it hurts, Barnes Garner and Bulldog assisting Damon Porter for his second for 9-3 on 56-09. From the restart for Grant Bartlett, score his fifth of the evening to make it 10-3 on 56-30. The troublesome trio were at it again in the final 2 minutes as Bulldock and Barnes Garner assisted Damon Porter for his hat-trick, making it 11-3 on 58-31. Grant Bartlett and Matt Lauday take the Man of the Match awards as this playoff dress rehearsal saw the Chieftains be the stars of the show. Sunday sees the Chieftains head to Invicta, whilst the Stars will host the Slough Jets. The final game of Saturday saw the Slough Jets host the Invicta Dynamos as the home side rocked their retro jersey for the final time, although I'm sure the fans would like to see it in the playoffs. And tonight's proceedings saw a very even start, both sides perhaps showing the urge not to attain any injuries, but the deadlock was finally broken when Stano Laszczyk went unassisted to make it 1-0 to the Moes on 13:51. The second saw the Jets have a power play chance when Laszczyk sat for slashing on 27:15, but the Moes killed off well. The home side did equalise when Redmond and Soper assisted Lewis English for 1-1 on 32-22. The home side were back on the power play again when Gregor McCallum sat for interference on 35-23, but after the visitors returned to full strength, the Jets turned the game around when Cave Humphrey and Ty Cathcart assisted Roman Cathcart for 2-1 on 38-13. Into the third, and the game remained tight with both sides having chances, but it was the Jets who put rubber on net as Redmond assisted Lewis English for his second for 3-1 on 51-15. There were penalties for both in the final 10 as McCallum received 2 for slashing, Ty Cathcart received 5-plus game for check to the head, both on 54-09. Despite all the pressure and calling their timeout late on for the Moes, 3-1 it remained. Man of the match shows from Lewis English didn't get the Dynamo's name, but they will head home to face the Chieftains whilst the Jets' trip to Oxford winds up being cancelled due to a technical issue at the Oxford Ice Arena. So a Sunday night off for Lucas Smithell's boys after they showed they can still score points when the Holy Trinity don't. Sunday night saw the MK Thunder roll into the London Essex Borders and face the Buccaneers at the Sapphire Ice Arena, but it was the Buccaneers that were ready for the storm. Brindley Capps gave the Bucks the lead, assisted by Taylor. Long and Woolmore then assisted Ewan Hill to make it 2-0. The second saw Grant assist Shea Woolmore for 3-0 before the Thunder pulled one back, just before Hill and Dervish assisted Brindley Capps for 4-1. Into the third, and Capps and Hill assisted Artem Kazaks for 5-1. Phillips and Hill then assisted Nathan Long for 6-1, and before the third was out, Brindley Capps completed his hat-trick, assisted by Hill and Kazaks for 7-1. The Thunder pulled one back, making it 7-2, but an impressive home victory for the Bucks, who will go into their quarter-final with Sal in great form and good spirits. After the game, Bucks head coach Jason Buckman gave his thoughts to ZPG.
Yeah, mixed weekend of results for the Bucks. Away in silence at D, and never an easy rink to get going in, with it being the size it is. You know, it was good to get some of the young guys some ice time over the whole of the weekend, really. But yeah, going down 6-3, got the game back to 3-3. I thought we was in a good spot, but a few mistakes, gave away a few goals. Sunday, again, a chance to get some of the young guys some ice time and give them some opportunity, and maybe mix the lines up a little bit, rest a couple of guys also. Good win against MK at home, 7-2. So now we just start preparing for Slough in the playoffs this weekend. Hopefully have a good hard training session, and yeah, we look forward to that.
Sunday saw the Solent Devils head to the home of the treble champions as Milton and Taylor led out their respective sides, and the Red Hawks dominate the opening minutes and take the lead when Beasley and Watt assisted Luke Brittle to make it 1-0 on 3:38. The Devils continued to try and break out when they could, but were crowded out by the Red Hawks' defence. Still a fairly one-sided first period, finished with the Devils in a 5-on-3 after Briggs and Pitchley both took a seat, misconduct and holding respectively. Into the second, and the 5-on-3 is killed by the Red Hawks, but Jared Lane then heads to the box for boarding on 24 flat, but the Devils were unable to break down the Red Hawks' special teams. The Devils found themselves a man down towards the end of the second when Mason Wilde sat for two for tripping on 37.09, but the numbers were evened up shortly after when Ryan Watt sat for two for roughing on 37.54. After the Devils returned to full strength, Drew Campbell had a couple of great chances, but foiled by Danny Milton. Into the third, and the Red Hawks started to tick to the delight of their home crowd and doubled their lead when Jared Lane and Ely Newman assisted captain Ryan Watt to make it 2-0 early on. And it was quickly 3 when Lane and Waller assisted player coach Ben Painter, making it 3-0 on 44.09. The Devils then had to go on the penalty kill after Cooper sat for two for slashing Ben Ely Newman on 44.33. The Red Hawks extended their lead further when top points man Ziggy Beasley got on the score sheet, assisted by Watt and Brittle on 45.58, power play goal. Solent took the opportunity to change netties as Martin Edwards replaces Taylor. Miles heads to the box for roughing on 57.59, but again, the Red Hawks special teams hold very strong. A more one-sided game than the score suggests, but a 4-0 finish gives the Red Hawks a winning end to their successful league campaign. And after the game, Red Hawks player coach Ben Painter gave his thoughts to ZPG.
Yeah, going to the last weekend of the regular season, only a single game on the Sunday. Our game against Milton Keynes on Saturday was cancelled due to them not securing ice time. But yeah, we go into that game against a Gosport team that we've had quite a bit of success against this year, and I wanted to make sure that we were keeping that train rolling and don't really give them a sniff. We know full well that there's a chance that we can see them in the semi-finals if we both qualify for the semi-finals, and that will be the match-up. So there's an element of not letting them have any momentum going into them playoffs, and really just playing our game and sticking to what we do. Again, we've worked on a lot of things in practice the last couple of weeks, and it was good to see the boys really implement those things and make sure that they were spot on, and I think they were. And yeah, I think it was one of them games that I think we controlled large parts of the period. I think the first period Solent only had two shots on net, which showed how much sort of possession we had. Second period was a little bit more even. They had a couple of power plays. But yeah, ultimately, third period, we really did sort of find our gear and sort of pressed on from there, scoring three goals to get a 4-0 win on home ice. So yeah, no, I was pleased. It was good to finish off the regular season with a win and really sort of take some momentum into the playoffs. And obviously, we had the league trophy and the Britain Cup trophy presentation that night as well. So you always want to do that after a win as well. So yeah, it was good to get our hands on all three trophies. And yeah, hopefully we can march on now, and the aim is to make it four come playoff time. We're looking forward to playoffs. It's good to have some real competitive games back. Obviously, the last couple of weeks have been just sort of building towards the playoffs now, and yeah, we're ready to go, and we're excited for it.
And after the Devils finished their league season and now look ahead to the playoffs, Devils player coach Alex Murray gave his thoughts to Zero Pucks Given.
After a weekend off, it was a mixed weekend for the Devils. This past weekend, I think, going into Saturday against Romford, as I've said in some interviews since the game and in the build-up towards it in my pre-game notes, that we kind of owed Romford a game this year. We're pretty confident at home against them most of the time, but away from home, we've not been good enough. And so I said to the guys, we need to put performance in. And then we started well. I think we scored in the first shift, first 15 seconds or something, I think we scored in, but never really got away from them in the first period and a half, two periods, and they kept pushing back. They've got some great youngsters, as everyone is talking about. The likes of Katz and Tomlin are some really exciting players there, and they didn't go away, credit to them. And I think in the end our experience finally showed through, but it hasn't been the case against Romford every time we played them this year. But Liam Coleman had a great game, 5 goals, I think the first 5 goals of the game for the Devils, and we saw that game through 7-3, and it meant that we were then taking all of our focus then towards the Streatham game, and we hadn't beaten them this year, the only team that we hadn't beaten yet this season, and we really needed a positive result if we're going to progress anywhere past the quarters. Semi-finals is going to be where Streatham will be waiting, and we owe those. Again, I think we've had a good couple of performances, but no result, and game started pretty close, and whilst they were always going to dominate the line, share of possession, I think Aaron played well defensively, trying to keep shots to the outside. If they did get inside, that's when they scored their first one. But going into the end of the first, I think we had a 5-on-3 again against Streatham, due to their penalties that they always seem to get, and once again we didn't capitalise. If a team's going to take penalties like Streatham do and you don't capitalise, it's a waste. And the second game against them this year on a 5-on-3 that we've not capitalised on. The second we were okay, we had a few more power plays, had some penalty kills, which was good. I felt we played a bit better in the second, and then it's all to play for, 1-0 going into the third, and I think we got a bit tired and we got a bit lazy, and they showed what a good positive working power play is when they scored, I think, 2 or 3 in the third on the power play and killed the game off. And obviously disappointed, but they're a good team, and congratulations to them on their league and cup success this year. And we've now got to turn our attentions towards Invicta, and we've got a massive quarterfinal ahead of us next weekend, and hopefully we make it to the playoff weekend the weekend after.
The final game of Sunday then, due to the cancellation of Slough versus Oxford, was the Dynamos hosting the Chieftains in the final Britain Cup match for both. With both sides missing talismanic players in Laschick and Lack, but both having strong rosters too. Ryder and Ray lead out the teams as the Chieftains struck first as Barnes, Garner and King assisted Damon Porter to make it 1-0 on 4:46. A holding penalty for Eden Rolfe sees the Moes on the power play, and ultimately an equaliser for the Moes as Child and Springer Hughes assisted James Layman to make it 1-1 on 6:29. The visitors retook the lead when Jameson and Barnes Garner assisted Damon Porter for his second, making it 2-1 on 12:07. Just a minute later, and the home side were back on terms as Strawson and Oliver assisted Gregor McCallan to make it 2-2 on 13:38. There were penalties for both sides after the goals as TJ Fillery took 2 for charging and Regan O'Neill took 2 for roughing, both on 14:42. An entertaining and well-fought first period between these two, as always. Into the second, and Aaron Strawson took a 2-minute penalty for hooking on 26:54, seeing the visitors back on the power play, and they took advantage when Grant Bartlett assisted Damon Porter for his second hat-trick of the weekend, 3-2 on 27:58, power play goal. From the restart, the Chieftains extended their lead when Kieran Rayner scored unassisted to make it 4-2 on 28:22. A slashing penalty for Dominic Ray saw Eden Rolfe sitting in the box on 33:12, but the Moes failed to penetrate the Chiefs and special teams. Into the third, and a good start from the Dynamos saw them pull a goal back when Springer Hughes assisted O'Neill assisted Brandon Child on 42:22 to make it 4-3. The visitors responded in kind though and made it a 3-goal game again when Huggett and Cam Bartlett assisted Grant Bartlett to make it 5-3 on 45:49. After the restart, Holden Barnes-Garner and Sam Oliver had a minor disagreement, seeing both sit for 2+2 for roughing on 46:09. After those penalties expired, Charles was given 5+ game for interference, whilst Chelmsford saw Huggett and Rolfe receiving 2 for roughing, and Rayner receiving a game penalty for leaving the bench at 48:47. The Moes did pull one back when O'Neill assisted Mads Stoon to make it 5-4 on 49:52. But the lead returned to 2 goals when Ethan Reid scored unassisted on 50:16 after a video review, deeming the puck to have gone in the goal rather than through the side netting. Late penalties for both as Grant Bartlett received 2 for charging, whilst Harrison Lillis receives 2 for misconduct, but 6-4 was the final score. Man of the match performances from James Laming and Lee Jameson, and after the game, Dynamo's head coach Cole Lennon gave his thoughts on a frustrating weekend for the Moes.
Two games for us this weekend in the Cup. and of course nothing to play for in the competition, but at least something to play for when it comes to the preparation for the playoffs this weekend coming. We started in Slough on Saturday and had a good start. We played well in the first period and found ourselves 1-0 up after a turnover in their zone and took the chance accordingly. And then in the second period, you know, we had a bad 5 minutes really where we conceded a couple goals where we made individual errors that cost us. And in the third period, we, you know, really upped the intensity and put some pressure on. And I think Slough scored again on the break. And that was kind of the game done, unfortunately. But I was very happy with the way we applied ourselves. We tried a few new line changes and combinations and was happy with how some of the players fed off of each other in a different way to what we've seen so far this season. So there were some positives to take from the game. And then on Sunday, we welcomed Chelmsford to the game, and you know, a game that was played at good intensity in front of a good strong crowd and you know, a good atmosphere ultimately in the end of it. And it was a game that had a couple of contentious moments with goals. I've watched some highlights back now already and seen that one certainly didn't cross the line and one definitely did that was questioned at the time. And yeah, it was fine margins in the game between the two sides. I thought both teams, you know, like I said, despite not having to play for anything, you know, certainly put a shift in, and it was a good game for the casual viewer to watch at least. Moving on to this week, it's all about the preparation ahead of the quarterfinals in the playoffs. Obviously, the clock is set back to zero come this time of year, and we can't wait to get going this weekend against Alex and his team. We play at home on Saturday and down in their rink on Sunday. And, yeah, of course, we're looking and have eyes only on one thing, and that's getting to the finals weekend.
Well, that is it. The NIHL 1 South Britain division is over, and we now move into the postseason playoff quarterfinals. But after an action-packed weekend with goals everywhere, let's have a look at this.
Hi, it's Justin Wong, Kenny Wu from the Muddy Ducks, presenting Zero Pucks Given Britain Division Player of the Week.
Player of the Week, then. Well, what a spectacular weekend for some of the most reliable point scorers in the division. Huge special mentions to Brindley Capps, second hat-trick in 2 weeks. Liam Coleman and Grant Bartlett, both with 5-goal hauls on Saturday. But finishing the weekend with 6 goals, a hat-trick each night, 1 assist in a 4-point weekend, all with family over here watching from Canada. This week's Player of the Week is Chelmsford Chieftains' Damon Porter. So under the assumption that Oxford versus MK, and now of course Oxford versus Slough in the Britain Cup, will be awarded as 0-0 ties with a point each, let's have a look at the final tables. Top of the pile, your league champions, South Cup champions and Britain Cup champions, the Streatham Red Hawks. Played 28, 122, lost 3, 2 OT losses, 47 points, scored 146 goals, conceded just 53. In second, the Chelmsford Chieftains played 28, 120, lost 8, no OT losses, 40 points, scored the most, 164, an average of 5.8 per game, but conceded the most in the top four with 99, and of course no shutout this year for the Chieftains. In third, the Slough Jets with an identical record of play 28, 120, lost 8, 40 points, scoring 148 and conceding 96. Completing the top four are the Solent Devils with a record of play 28, 117, lost 10, 1 OT loss, 35 points, scored 131 and conceded 97. In fifth, the Invicta Dynamos, play 28, 115, lost 10, 3 OT losses, 33 points, scored 132 goals and conceded 105. Sixth place are the Romford Buccaneers, having played 28, 1-9, lost 16 with 3 OT losses, scoring 125 goals and conceding 133, so only a difference of minus 8. In seventh, the Oxford City Stars played 28, 1-5, lost 20, 2 OT losses, and we assume 1 tie, 13 points, scoring only 67 goals, averaging only 2.4 per game. and they did score 13 in one game, so the goals have been spread pretty thin for the Stars. And finally, in eighth position, the Milton Keynes Thunder. Played 28, won 2, lost 24. Two ties, both due to lack of ice availability. Scored 37, an average of just 1.3 per game, but conceded 222, averaging at 7.9 per game. So that league table then gives us our confirmed playoff fixtures that are coming for you next week, the Easter weekend. And the fixtures in the Britain playoffs are as follows. Saturday the 30th of March at the Sapphire Ice and Leisure Centre in Romford, we have a repeat of last year's quarterfinals, and man, were they exciting games. So a 5:15 face-off for Romford Buccaneers versus Slough Jets, with the Sunday night return at the Hangar at 6:30pm. 5:30pm face-off at the Riverside as the Chelmsford Chieftains host the City Stars. Round the wrong way this tie due to the ice availability at Chelmsford, so the second leg is at the Oxpens on Sunday at 6:15pm. Planet Ice Gillingham for the first leg of Solent Devils versus Invicta Dynamos at 5:45 before both teams head to the South Coast to hash it out on Sunday. What an incredible tie this could be, a 5pm face-off on the Sunday at Gosport. And the MK Thunder will host the Streatham Redhawks on Saturday at the Thunderdome, 7pm, unconfirmed face-off time, before all roads lead to the high road for the second leg, facing off at 6:45 on Sunday. After this weekend's incredible action, we will then know the final four that are going to head to the iconic Alexandra Palace to play for the Britain playoffs. But they won't be alone. Oh no, of course, this year's showpiece event is a joint affair, and we will also see the best four teams from the Wilkinson division as they play out their quarterfinals over the Easter weekend. It's a one-game shootout at the Spectrum on Saturday night between the newly crowned league champions, the Guildford Phoenix, and the Solent Junior Devils. Winner takes all on one night. Anything can happen there. The Haringey Huskies, they will be eager to make the showpiece as it is happening on their home ice, and they will face last year's playoff champs, the Invicta Mustangs. Peterborough Phantoms 2 will face the Cardiff Fire over two legs, and finally the Basingstoke Buffalo will face the Bristol Pitbulls 2. What a story that could be for the Buffalo, who, if they were to make it, will be roared on by all the Bison fans as well, I'm sure. If you would like to volunteer at the playoff finals weekend to sell programmes or 50-50 tickets, just getting involved with the England Ice Hockey sort of events team, they're still looking for volunteers. So you can contact Danny Purchard either on social media or through the contact page on the England Ice Hockey website if you would like to volunteer. They are offering lunch. So normally good food at Ali Pally, to be fair. Another thing with the Alipay thing is the parking. That if you're heading up there, I know that some people have kind of said, "Oh, there's a sold out concert on in the other side of the room." There is Underworld, of, you know, Lager, and all that. They are playing in the other room at Alipay, but that doesn't start till sort of late at night. So, you know, if we're coming there for the whole day, I'm pretty sure that we're going to get the parking first. So there shouldn't be too much of a worry about that. And then if the hockey gets done early, we might be able to sneak in there for a little rave as well, which would be quite funny. But obviously such a fully packed schedule on that Saturday, I think, you know, 10:30 onwards, you know, it's just going to be ice hockey all day. It's going to be absolutely incredible. Hopefully I'm going to keep my voice in check throughout the day. As obviously we have six games to talk about. So really, really looking forward to doing that. A massive thank you to you all for listening. Thank you to the coaches for providing their thoughts. Thank you to Joe Scutts at NIHL Stats for the tables and the fixtures. And, of course, Hockey Art Co, Manscaped and Sports Social Podcast Network for being part of the ZPG family. Make sure you're following on all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, X, Threads, Snapchat and TikTok. And, of course, you can subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and on YouTube. Later this week, I will be catching up with Chelmsford Chieftains chief puck stopper Jordan Lauday. As after a family affair this weekend just gone, there's another one coming this weekend in the playoffs. So we'll be chatting to Jordan all about that, about the season with Chelmsford and his career in general. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Hey guys, it's Ben from Zero Pucks Given. We've had our sponsorship with Manscaped extended by 1 month. So you've got one more month to get your 20% off and free shipping on all of Manscaped products from manscaped.com. As you can see from this before picture, I know I look like somebody who used to be in good shape.
I'm a little bit of a gorilla. I'm quite a hairy guy. So I took the Lawnmower 5.0 into the shower, and then with the interchangeable head, you take the long hair off with the clipper head, you flick it off for the razor head, and then you take the short hair off. And considering how hairy I am, this is the outcome. I think that's pretty darn good. Of course, once it's there, you look like a bit of a plucked chicken. And you kind of go all the way down, use the skin-safe razor blade, the clipper blade, and that downstairs to get all of that cleared off. And then when you're done, you use the crop soother and the crop preserver, which is like a deodorant for your balls. Stops any of that sweating and any of that chafing if you're sort of driving a lot, sitting in a van all day or something like that. Or even if you're being active, going to the gym or training or anything fitness-wise, it stops from all that rubbing and chafing, particularly when you wear the Manscaped boxers that are also in the picture, as they've got a nice sort of silk pouch at the front, which keeps you all feeling nice and fresh. So then after that, I've used the weed whacker to get all the hairs around from up my nostrils and in my ears, which as you get older, trust me, they all start to appear out of nowhere. And then I've used my moisturisers with a little bit of bulldog stuff, actually, to just on my head after I've shaved that with a razor blade. You can get a Manscaped beard trimmer as well, which is something I'm definitely going to look at. It's got a lot of different attachments on it, so you can sort of do the lines in your beard and sort of skin fade it down, which is a really, really good product. I'm hoping I might get hold of one of them quite soon. So, yeah, I think these products are absolutely brilliant. I do not put my name to anything that I don't like. And as you can see, I use them, and I think they're great. So use the code 0PUCKS20, manscaped.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.